Yeah, I think it's good to start in the division, and Sunday night should be a great environment and a very good team. And they're strong last year, good on defense, offensively, very very strong. So we know we got to go out there and play well, and they're gonna be fired up. It's gonna be loud, but that's those are fun environments to play in, and hopefully we're up for the challenge.
How's this offense going into that game? You ready?
Yeah, I thought we had a good day of practice today. I thought we were pretty good on Monday as well. And so I feel like we have a lot of weapons and feel good about where we are and what we're trying to do. And now it's just about going out and executing and making the plays that are out there.
Eli, is there a different feeling now that it is actually week one? You know what you're playing for on Sunday. Is there an excitement, I don't know, an added focus this week?
Well, I think it's always a little different week one. It's practices are a little bit more precise. You know exactly what you're getting, what you're going against. The game plan's in, and getting a lot of reps with the guys going to be out there in the field with you playing. So I think it was sharp, and it's not as much sitting and watching different teams or different groups of practice. It's get a lot more reps, but I thought we had good energy today, and that's what we need.
Can you just compare the comfort level this year with the offense as opposed to year one last year?
Yeah, feel obviously much much different right now than I did last year going into week one, and just with the comfort level within the offense and the checks and what everybody's assignments are and how we're going to handle certain blitzes or looks and getting to all our possibilities. And I think the receivers, offense line, everybody has comfort level is higher, which makes makes everybody's job a little bit easier.
Eli, for some reason, whether it's a coincidence or not, you've thrown the ball extremely well, been very productive throwing the ball in Dallas against the Cowboys. Is there anything to that?
I guess good weather. I don't know. hopefully we can have another day being productive throwing the ball. We're going to need to. We have some weapons at receiver. We can make some plays. I got to do my part, get them the ball. We gotta be balanced. We gotta run the ball and do everything. But hopefully we can have a good day and make some plays.
Eli, do you feel that Victor may be ready this week, or can you tell us about that?
He's got to ask Victor. So I'm not sure on that.
Eli, you guys have lost four openers in a row. How hard is it to dig out of that hole, and how important is it to you?
Well, I'm just worried about this one, and this is the next game, and. Hopefully we got to go out there and we got to play well. And, hopefully get off to a fast start and get the game into the fourth quarter. And then that's where we got to find a way to win those close games.
How hard is it to comprehend yesterday when you turn around and hear about Tyler?
Yeah, that was Coach Coughlin came in and told me about it. And, shocked the teammate and the guy so young. And I feel like he was just here lose the life of a teammate is never good, never good to hear. And just obviously thinking about his family and everybody who knew him that lost a good guy.